It's not easy for immigrants to get the money to start a business. Often they don't speak English or have any collateral. Many are more comfortable turning to their own communities for help. In the third part of our series on immigrant entrepreneurs, NPR's Laura Seidel looks at how Mexican immigrants use a lending system brought with them from their homeland to start up small businesses.
A few years ago, Rafael Cruz and his wife wanted to start a house cleaning service. They needed supplies, vacuum cleaners, sponges, dusters, and so forth.
We tried to find a way to get money, but it wasn't easy for us. We didn't have the resources. We didn't know where to go.
At least not when it came to any official American channels for loans. What Cruz did know about was something called a tanda. It's an informal lending club between friends and family.
That's normally the way that my family, my sisters, that was the style that we got it from Mexico. And the first thing that came to mind was the tanda, because I know there is no other way to get money without paying interest. We know the system.
In a tanda, a group of people who know each other come together and pool their money.
Normally, the way it works is like between 10 to 15 people at the most. You turn your money every week.
And every week, one person gets the pot of money. With the money from the tanda, Cruz and his wife were able to get the supplies for their house cleaning service. Among Mexican immigrants, tandas may be the most common way to start and grow very small businesses. On a Sunday afternoon, along Berryessa Road in San Jose, more than 2,000 vendors set up booths and tables across 160 acres. They create a mini city. Almost every item imaginable is for sale. Stereos, chairs, couches, fishing rods, popcorn, milk, silk flowers, silver jewelry. This stand here, which sells t-shirts and jewelry, is run by Rosa Perez. This petite woman smiles brightly and easily as she haggles with her mostly immigrant customers. She's had her business for 7 years. Perez takes a break from her work to eat lunch with a friend at a nearby Vietnamese restaurant.
Lo que yo vendo es artesanía de México.
I sell arts from Mexico, crafts, bracelets and necklaces and rings, and also t-shirts for the rock stars from Mexico, and traditional clothes.
Perez says when her friend asked her to join a tanda, she didn't hesitate.
Cuando yo conocí a esta persona, yo ya estaba en el negocio.
When I met her, I already had my business, but it really helped to get into these tandas to get more money and invest it in my business. My business grew up and continues to.
Rosa Perez is not her real name. Although Perez is here legally, tandas often include illegal immigrants who have no other channels to get money. Tandas are not illegal, but many Mexicans don't like to draw official attention to themselves. Maria Martinez says that's part of why they don't go to banks. Martinez, not her real name, was in Perez's tanda.
Lo piensa, pero va uno al banco.
It's not easy, because when you go to the bank, they ask you, how long have you been working? How much money are you making? When do you get paid? And there are too many questions, and it's harder for us sometimes, and so you decide, I better just do a tanda.
Many people may find it hard to imagine trusting a group of others to pay out every week and not take off with the money. But Martinez has done tandas all her life, and she says that's only happened to her once. The key to a tanda, she says, is choosing the right people to be in it.
Porque si se va, ¿a dónde, a quién le van a preguntar ustedes?
It has to be someone that you really know, maybe your brother or your sister, because what's going to happen if someone steals $2,000 or $3,000? Who are you going to go to? There is no way to claim this money or try to recover it in the future, so it has to be someone that you really trust.
In many ways, tandas are as much about social relationships as they are about money. Carlos Velez Ibanez, a professor of anthropology at University of California, Riverside, has studied tandas. He says of the 90 he followed, there were only 2 cases of fraud.
If you bug out on somebody, all of the other relationships also vibrate. That is, your cousin's going to know about it, your aunt's going to know about it, the people that you go to school are going to know about it, and your reputation then goes down the tubes, and you won't be invited to the wedding, to the baptism, or to Auntie Maria's 50th golden anniversary.
Velez Ibanez says these informal lending clubs are also common among other cultures, Koreans, Chinese, Vietnamese, African, and Caribbean. Caribbean cultures call them ensusu. Vietnamese say hui. Beliz Ibanez says these lending clubs are a way of strengthening relationships in immigrant communities.
The exchange primarily is a social one. The money is a vehicle for the social relationship. It's not the other way around. The economic transaction is a way of reinforcing the social relationship.
He would certainly find agreement among immigrants like Rafael Cruz. His wife is now running the house cleaning service, and he's got a job with a salary. But he thinks he'd like to join a tanda again so he can save money and socialize.
I mean, when your number comes, you're there, but sometimes, you know, people don't have the money at that day or whatever. So push you to go and visit this person. And at the same time, you know, you talk and you create also a networking and a good relationship.
Since Cruz now has a job, he isn't looking to start a business. He's joining a tanda because it disciplines him to save money.
Myself, I'm not really, how do you say, I can't manage money. It's not easy for me, but once I'm in the tanda, if I go to the store, I go, no, I have to save money for the tanda.
Right now, Cruz needs to save money because after 2 decades in the U.S., he's managed to find an all-American way to get himself into debt. He owes money on his credit cards. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Next week, how East Indian immigrants went from being single owners of motels to motel moguls. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.